In the last shiur on Birchas HaMitzvah, we focused on Birchas HaNenim as an introduction, and today we want to focus on Birchas HaMitzvah. In the case of Birchas HaNenim, we spoke about the case of a person who takes a fruit into his hand, he recites a Bor Priya Eitz L'mashal, and it falls before he's able to eat the fruit. And in such a case, he has to repeat the bracha. And we went through the Yishalmi at great length. And the question is whether the Yishalmi comes to any definite conclusion or not, as to whether or not you have to repeat the bracha. But basically what we saw in the poskim is that at least in the case where he hadn't any das, he didn't have in mind for a different fruit, his bracha was chal on this fruit, and therefore he's going to have to repeat the bracha. But if he had other fruits in front of him, and he had das to eat all of those, then he would not have to repeat the bracha. There are many different variables and different shitos amongst the poskim that we went through in the previous shiur about Birchas HaNenim, as to when he would be compelled to repeat a bracha and when not. And just to summarize some of the shitos, let's take a look, which we didn't get a chance really to do last time, at the Mechaber in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and that's the case of Kiddush. And we know that if a person recites Kiddush and then he's mafsik bedibur, he would have to repeat the bracha bor pri agafen because he hasn't drunk anything yet. He doesn't have to repeat the bracha of Kiddush, but at least the bor pri agafen will have to repeat. And then the Mechaber, and this is what I wanted to call your attention to, writes, V'hu adin im nishpach hakos kodim shiyitom mimenu. What happens if before he gets to drink from the kos, instead of being mafsik in this case, he finds that there's nothing in the kos, it's spilled out, or maybe there was no yayin in it to begin with. So once again, the halacha applies that yavi kos achir mevarach olav bor pri agafen. We're going to have to replace the original kos with a second one, and replace the original bor pri agafen with a second bracha. But v'eino tzorach lachzul kaddish, the kiddush remains a bracha of kiddush. And the chiddush here is immense. It's an enormous chiddush here, because what we're saying is that even though he starts with one kos and he's makadish on that kos and he never actually drank that kos, his kiddush relates to a different kos that replaces the first one. And you would have thought that you have to be koveh suda on this particular kos yayin, not on a different kos, and the whole kiddush was recited on this kos, and the drinking of this kus would clinch the kviyas sudha on this kus. Nobody drank from this kus. It spilled out. Or maybe there was no wine in it to begin with. And yet, nevertheless, he still is yotze, the bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. Bor Pri HaGafen, though, falls into the old categories that we discussed in the last shiur of Birchas HaNenim. And if you made a bracha on this fruit that you held in your hand, that's the fruit that you have to eat. If that's lost, you can replace it, but you're going to have to replace the bracha as well. And here the Mishnah Brura, if you take a look in Ayin Zayin, he points out, the al osar kos lahaya daito mitchila. When they replaced the first kos with the second, he didn't have das on it. But wait a minute, let's go back to what we discussed last time at great length with regard to someone who had das, not just on this one fruit, but on many fruits that sat there in front of him. Says the Mishnah Brura, "Hu adin." The same thing applies here. Hayadaito b'tchila b'shas habracha lishtos yayin yoser, meaning there's other wine that he wants to drink. Ain tzarich levarach bor pri agafen. Just replace the kos, and he can drink from it immediately. Again, there was no hefsek dibur. Now, as far as the Kiddush is concerned, we said in all cases, even in a case where we'll have to repeat the Bor Pri HaGafen, he only had das on this kos, but the Kiddush remains fine. And here in the Mishnah Brura, towards the end of Ayin Ches, he writes that since his Kiddush from the very beginning was kiddin, and ultimately he drank wine, even though he didn't drink from the wine, from the kas that he had originally made kiddush on, he's yotze. Then he quotes the poskim that say that in a case where he was makadish on a kos and he thought it was yayin, and guess what? It turns out to be chometz or mayim, and we'll soon see that the Taz is going to record a case that he had personally that reflects this scenario. Is then he's going to have to take another kos and he's going to have to make the bracha bar priya gofen. And not only that, he has to make a new kiddush. The bracha of the kiddush had to be chal on some yayin. Maybe it doesn't have to be chal on the yayin that eventually he's going to drink, but at least at the moment that he recited the Mekadesh HaShavos, that Shevach al yayin, the kiddush was al yayin. Here, he doesn't have yayin at all. It's all a fake. It's a trick of the eye. He thinks it's yayin, but it's really mayim or chometz, whatever it might be. And therefore, in this case, he forfeits both brachas, not just the bar priya gofen, but moreover, he forfeits the bracha mekadesh hashabbos, because lo kiddush al kos shel yayin klal. However, once again, we introduce the das element. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom im hoya daito mitchilo b'shas bracha lishtos yayin yoser. Again, he thought he was making kiddush al yayin. It turned out to be water, but he did have in mind to drink other wine. He's then eno tzarch levar shein is bar priya gofen, but nevertheless he forfeits kiddush. So we really have three different categories of cases. We have cases where he forfeits the bar priya gofen and not the kiddush. That's a case where he made kiddush al yayin, but nishpach hakos. Then we have a case on the other extreme where he forfeits the kiddush, the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, but paradoxically he doesn't forfeit the bar priya gofen. He made kiddush al mayim or chometz, not on yayin. He forfeits the Mekadesh HaShabbos, but since he had in mind other yayin, that's okay for the expansion of the scope and the chalos of the birchas ha-nenim, but it's not going to help you with regard to Mekadesh HaShabbos, which must be recited on yayin, and there was no metzius of yayin here at the time of his kiddush. And between the two extremes, we have a case where he can salvage both the Bar Priya Gofen and the Mekadesh HaShabbos, and for that matter, we can have a case where he forfeits both the Bar Priya Gofen and the Mekadesh HaShabbos. In a case where he had in mind other yayin, then even though this yayin spilled, he can salvage both brachas. In a case where he didn't have yayin to begin with, he had mayim, and he didn't have in mind other yayin, then he forfeits both brachas. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, Avalim hoya yayin munach lefanav bekli al shulchan or asavsol b'yeis hakiddush v'daito hoya lishtos v'menu achar kach eino tzarkam lekadish shemis. Here's another scenario which the Mishnah Berurah records as saving both brachos. The case is that there was yayin muchan lefanov. And where was this yayin? It was on the shulchan. It was right there on the table at the time of kiddush. And not only that, he had das to drink from that wine as well. In this case, he can salvage both brachos. Why? Because since he had yayin muchan lefanov, therefore the kiddush is chal with regard to the yayin. And that means that havas yayin l'shulchan is also part of the kviyas suda, not just the yayin in the kos that he makes kiddush on, but the yayin on the table as well. And therefore, he can drink immediately from the yayin, and he will salvage the kiddush of Mekadesh HaShabbos. And again, he salvages the bracha Bar Priya Gofen because he had das for other wine. Now, what happens in the case where he only has this kos, he has no other yayin, but he does have a challah on the table? And Yesh Omrim, he quotes here a pretty sensational chiddush of the Radbaz, that in such a case, even though ain yayin lefanav, but hayapas munach lefanav al shulchan, ain tzarich lekadesh michadash. It means that the birchas hakiddush is chal in this case on the challah, on the hamotzi. And immediately after kiddush, you should cut into the pas, reciting just birchas hamotzi, and that's it. The birchas bor pri hagafen obviously is gone because he didn't have yayin, but that doesn't matter. He wants to salvage the mekadesh haShabbos, and that he can do according to this shita because of the fact that his hamotzi was on the table and he recites hamotzi. Then the Mishnah Berurah adds one last line. He says, "V'nira diim kidesh kodem etilus yadayim kimin on geinu hayom." That if not like the Yekis do it, but rather he starts with Kiddush and then he goes to Netilus Yadayim, then you cannot activate the Psak, the principle of the Radbaz. You cannot say that the Kiddush is Chal Nepas because he hasn't washed. So 2 points for the German Minog that washes before Kiddush and then immediately says Hamotzi on the Kiddush. So the Kiddush is Chal not just on the Yayin, but also on the Lechem Mishnah. Now I do want to point out to you the Shar HaTziyun here. It's a little bit rare that he has halachic calculations and svaras in the Shar HaTziyun, but here he does add something interesting here. He says that, let's go back to Pei Dalet for a moment. So if the Shar HaTziyun, if you see the small letters Pei Dalet, he writes that in the case where it turned out to be water instead of wine, he forfeits the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. He wasn't limited in his mindset to drink just this yayin, then he doesn't need another Bori Pri Hagafim, but the Kiddush is gone because there was no yayin. And he points out in the Shar HaTziyun that this is the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has doubts about it. And then, when he discusses the case of Yayin Muchan Lefanov, not just that he had das to drink more wine, but the wine is actually on the table, then that's enough to salvage both the bracha of Bor Pri HaGafen and the bracha on Kiddush, and this he quotes in the name of the Taz. Now we'll come back to the Shar HaTziyun and Pei Vav in just a minute, but let's just fast forward to the Taz. You'll see the Taz here in Sifkat Yutes, and he speaks about a Maisa Shebal Liyadi. He actually had this scenario, this situation with Medinas Marin, and he recited Kiddush al Kos, and he thought there was Yayin in the Kos. It turned out to be water that was in the Kos. Ubekli Sheni Shaya Od Lefanai. There was still a second cup right there in front of me at the time of the Kiddush, the Hayubo Yayin. I had already completed the entire Kiddush, he says. Ve'alesi bedaiti lichora lishtos hayayin ha'acher b'kli hasheni. And he gives a whole cheshmen here about Kiddush al Yayin is only derabbanon, v'deraisa, zochas yom ha'shabes kachu is amiras divrei shevach, you don't need Yayin, derabbanon, v'mesaken Yayin, through basing themselves on an esmachta, and if the whole requirement of yayin for kiddush is only midrabbanan. And based on this logic, he wants to allow himself to register, so to speak, to qualify the kiddush that he made, even though the kiddush was recited over mayim. But he says, "Yesh lechalik v'dover de'imayesh b'shas hakiddush yayin al shulchan asafsol muchan lishtos is ain tzorch lebor pri hagafel l'kiddush shenis l'yishtem muchanu." because there's yayin somewhere on the table, and he also adds the safsal, which is a little bit strange, and it's muchad lishtos, that's enough to salvage the Mekadesh HaShabbos. And apparently in his scenario that he actually experienced, he was able to salvage the Mekadesh HaShabbos because there was other yayin that was sitting there on the table at the time that he recited Kiddush. And that's exactly what we saw here in the Mishnah Berurah. Right there in Os Ayin Ches, but really we want to focus, because Ayin Ches is a very long piece, on the Pei Vav of the Sharat Ziyun, and that's where he quotes the Taz. But he adds in this Sharat Ziyun that the Magen Avraham seems to disagree with the Taz. And therefore, the fact that there's Yayin on the table would help for Bori Pri HaGafen for sure, but not for the Kiddush itself. And even though the Magen Avraham doesn't say so explicitly, the Maamar Mordechai says so explicitly. The Mishnah Berurah himself does not reflect that hesitation, because so many poskim, he gives a long list of them, accept the Taz. And not only that, it's possible that even the Magen Avraham would accept the Taz in the case which mamish muchan al hashulchan, not where he has in mind to bring in wine and drink wine from elsewhere. And then he quotes the Radbaz that we saw before, who goes even further, that if there's pas on the table, then even though lo hayadaito klal beis hakiddush al pas, he thought he was making kiddush al yayin, nevertheless, you can salvage the Mekadesh HaShabbos by immediately making hamotzi and cutting the pas. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah feels comfortable relying on both the Taz in the case where there's other Yayin on the table, or alternatively on the Radbaz in the case where there's pas on the table, by flexing the muscle of Sofek Brachos, meaning Yesh al milismok, and therefore instead of repeating the bracha, we can rely on these poskim. It would seem that the issue of Mekadesh HaShabbos, since it falls down one level from a Doraisa to Rabbanu when we're dealing with Yayin, right? In other words, the Kiddush itself certainly on a Doraisa level was fine, but the question is, does Rabbanu require Kiddush al Kos? Is this considered Kiddush al Kos or Kiddush al Pas when he thought he was making Kiddush al Kos? That already comes on the Sofek Brachos L'Hakel. Once again, had you defined Kiddush al Yayin as a Doraisa requirement, which does seem to be one sheet in the Rishon, Rashi, and Nazir, then you might say that since Sofek Doraisa L'Chumah to be Makari the Mitzvah of Zochus Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho is Memela, that paskins the bracha as well. I don't know. You know, you really have to know this and assume that once you Machria a Sofek L'Gavi the Chiyuv, because of Sofek Doraisa L'Chumah, Memela that engenders a Chiyuv bracha b'Sofek as well. The Rambam, of course, in Androgynous says that the meal of Androgynous is required because of Sofek, maybe it's a Zohar, but we leave out the Brach. But on the other hand, in the case of Kriyat Shema, the Rambam requires you to recite Kriyat Shema in a Sofek situation with its Brachos. And the Rashba and Shuvas tries to reconcile those two Rambams that seem to contradict themselves. Here, where the whole nature of the mitzvah is to recite this bracha, once Sofek L'Chumra, I would say that that's part of the chiyuv itself is now embellished by the bracha, or is essential to the bracha, and therefore I would repeat the bracha in this case. But again, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that the yayin, and that seems to be the Taz's assumption, that the yayin itself is only derabanan, and therefore we should apply the principle of Sofek here and leave out the bracha. That's the approach. Now, we've discussed so far Birchas HaNenim, we've discussed now Kiddush, let's move on, Be'ezer Hashem, to Birchas HaMitzvah. We can begin with a case of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, for example, but again, there are many, many cases that we can deal with. He made the bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, and guess what? To his disappointment, his astonishment, he finds out that in the Chanukiah, there's no Shemen. Ha, what a joke. So he made a bracha on something which is not anything. And it's very similar to the case where he made a kiddush al kos and he thought there was yayin and it turned out to be mayim. Or the case where the kos spilled before he got to drink it. Here, the Chanukiah has no shemen. Let's say the shemen spilled out. Does he have to repeat the bracha? Now again, there's a famous chiddush about the bracha on Chanukah of Rav Yaakov Emden. He wants to say that the bracha of Chanukah is very unique and it's essential to the mitzvah of Chanukah. You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah without the bracha. It's not a classical case of Birchas HaMitzvah where the Kiyum Bracha is L'chud and the Kiyum HaMitzvah is L'chud, but rather it's integral to the mitzvah of Chanukah, and without the bracha, you don't have the mitzvah of Chanukah. It could be that such a bracha, because of its upgraded status, would have to be repeated when he finally gets a Chanukiah with Shemen in it. But let's leave out the Yaivitz's chiddush about the unique status and nature of the bracha on Lahadig Ner Chanukah. Let's talk about Ner Chanukah from the perspective of universal mitzvahs and the bracha on Ner Chanukah from the perspective of universal birchas mitzvah. Now the Kaf HaChaim, and we're going to see the Kaf HaChaim has a lot to say in different places regarding this situation where he made a birchas mitzvah and lo and behold there's no mitzvah. The object was not roy. With regard to Chanukah, he says the following: "Is uvda bChanukah shehischil echad levarech eshtei habrachos bechosh v'shal yibo shemen v'lo nimtza bo shemen." Somebody forgot to put shemen there, and he quotes the poskim who say that in a case where he made a bracha on a pri, and it turns out that the pri was not edible. It was disgusting, it was repulsive, we discussed this, is he's got to repeat the bracha. And based on that tachra in Birchas HaNenim, he concludes that the same din applies to Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, in the case where he made a bracha, l'hadlik ner Chanukah, and guess what, there's no shemen in the Chanukah, then the bracha is on this Chanukiah. This Chanukiah, there's no shemen, and therefore the bracha is gone, and you're going to have to repeat the bracha. And just like in Birkas HaPeros, we saw that the poskim, based on the Yerushalmi, decide, and we saw in the Tur, the Beis Yosef, and we discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, that not al biyado pri v'birach alav, v'nof al biyado o nevan o nemas, tzorch lachzor ulevarech, and we spoke about that. The Ramah, you remember, added that loya daito ela olaf. You know, he had das to eat this one and not others. And we discussed in the context of the Mishnah Berurah that if he had das to eat other fruits, then even though the pri, that specific fruit that was in his hand, was nevad or nemas, there are poskim who would argue that since he had das to eat other peros, he salvages the bracha, the Birchas HaNenim. And based on that, Eino Chozer Umevarech, and that seems to be where it lands according to the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, if he had, let's say, if he made a bracha on a pri bistama, meaning he didn't have any das to eat other fruits, that is already more complicated. And it would probably be so that everybody would agree between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, at least, that he has to be Chozer Mevarech. But if he had explicit das to eat other fruits, then we could salvage his bracha. And the Kaf HaChaim wants to learn from that, that in the case, who Adin, in the case where he makes a bracha on Hadlakas Ner Chanukah and there's no Shemen, this is like the case of a person who has das for a pri, a specific pri, he doesn't have das for other peiros. I mean, this guy doesn't think that he's going to have to take other shemen and then light it. He wants to light the shemen that he thinks is in this ner. But lo and behold, it's not there. That's called daitos tama, which we said, everybody agrees, that chozer umavarech. Again, if there was shemen on the table at the time of the bracha, and he had in mind that maybe he would use that shemen, that's really a little different story, but that's rare. You know, the normal classical case would be that he has shemen in the Chanukiah, and that's what he has in mind. You know, the shemen, any other shemen is not in his mind. And we can apply this, and the Kaf HaChaim elsewhere, this in Siman Ches, applies this to the case of a talus, because we paskin in the case of a talus in Archaim Siman Ches that the mitzvah of tzitzis is to wear the beged with tzitzis on it. So what happens, and this is the case addressed by the Shulchan Aruch, when the beged falls off his body and he has to replace it, he has to put it back again. And the halacha is that when he puts back the talus a second time, Shulchan Aruch paskins that he has to make a bracha again. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Birech ala talus v'nafal miyado konim shenisatev bo. But what happens in the case not where the talus fell off his body, but rather he never put it on to begin with? He lifts up the talus and he's about to wrap it around and wear it for the first time, and it falls out of his hands. Ein tzarch levarech shenis. Afilu nifsalu tzitziosav, but he had other tzitzis muzumanos, and he immediately connects them to the beged. He doesn't have to make another bracha, and it's all because of adayin lo osa mitzvah. When he already did the mitzvah, and now the mitzvah is gone, it's no longer on his body, he has to put the talus on again, then he needs a new bracha. But if he recites a bracha and he hasn't yet put the beged on, then he can take another talus without having to repeat his bracha, l'satev b'talus. Because at the moment of the bracha, even though he had kavana for this talus, if he's able to pick up the talus and put this very same talus back, so that's the case that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned before, and we'll see it in the Kaf HaChayim. The bracha is chal on this talus. And the Maisa Mitzvah to achieve the Kiyum, well, there was a Nefila, unfortunately, but he'll replace that Nefila and he'll do the Maisa Mitzvah. Notice the bracha waits, it's suspended until he does the Maisa Mitzvah, but it's got to be on that Cheftza. If, on the other hand, he has Kavana to make the bracha on this talus, and the talus is gone, and now he has to replace it with a different talus, it's not that the tzitzis were puzzled and now he can attach new tzitzis to this beged. That's a case that we have to study, but he has to take a different beged. Oh, if he takes talus acheres, then it's similar to the case where he took a pri into his hand, recited his birchas hanenim on the pri, didn't have in mind a different pri. And if he lost this pri, and now he has to take a different one, he's got to make a new bracha. Let's look at the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says the following. In poshe talus echad, velovesh acher, he put on a talus, and now he has to take it off. Let's say it was a borrowed talus. The owner of the talus comes by and takes back his talus. Now he has to take a different talus. Tzarech levarech al acheres. Fine. However, he says, im nosan lo ashamish talus, right, he comes into shul, he doesn't have a talus, he asks the shamish for a talus, v'tekev shabirech, immediately after his bracha, kodim shalavash, chotfa miyado, is then nosan lo talus acher. So the owner of the talus grabs it from him and replaces it with a different talus. Then he says, in the name of certain poskim, lo yachzel levarech. And the reason for that is because he hasn't yet done the Maisa Mitzvah. In other words, the Bracha waits for the Maisa Mitzvah. If he's completed the Maisa Mitzvah and then it's gone because somebody took back the dollars, now he replaced it with a different Cheftza, that's a whole new Maisa Mitzvah, requires a new Bracha. But in the case where he hasn't fulfilled his Kiyum yet, he hasn't been Lovesh the Talos yet, that's a horse of a different color. The Bracha is suspended, it waits for a different Talos. He hasn't yet worn any talus. And this is a big chiddush to us. Let's look at it in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. We're in Hilchas Tzitzis Siman Ches, in Pasha Taliso. He took off his talus, says the Mechaber, when he puts it back on, he's going to have to make a new bracha. The Ramah says he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Since he had in mind to replace the talis, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. So that's one issue. Again, let's just reiterate it. He had in mind to, after taking off the talis, put it back on. In such a case, we have machlokas aposkim. Does he need another bracha? And our minig amongst Ashkenazim is that he doesn't make a new bracha. Then, that's in Sif Yudalit. Then we fast forward to Sif Tesvav. Im nafla taliso shalova miskavin v'chozer misatev tzarech levarech. If the talis actually fell off, nafla kula, he's no longer wearing the talis. Then, when he has to put the talis back on, he's got to make a new bracha. Interesting, no? However, if lo nafla kula, afal pleads she nafla ruba, ain't tzarech levarach. His original bracha is still connected, so to speak, because that little piece of his talis that's still on his body. In any event, I'd like to learn with you the Mishnah Berurah, here in Sifkat Mem Aleph, and the Mishnah Berurah addresses the case of nafla ruba. And he mentions that many poskim disagree with the Mechaber and hold that if most of the talis fell off, he's no longer wearing the talis. You know, the kiyum levish is gone, and therefore he has to make another bracha. And that's the Taz, the Elyo Rabbah, the Gra. Fine. So we're not sure, at this point at least, what the Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin la'alacha, considering the fact that he's bringing down so many poskim who maintain that you would have to repeat the bracha, because very little of the talus is connected to your goof, is hanging on your goof. That's not called the levisha. Your levisha is gone. Then he writes, "Ulekul yamim nofal mi'al kol haguf apish cheres biyado tzarch levarech." If, let's say, he's holding on to the talis in his hand, but it's completely removed from his goof, then the levisha is clearly gone, the mitzvah is gone, and he needs a new bracha. In berach al talis v'nafal biyado kodim shenisatev bo, if before he, you know, it's after his bracha, he drops the talis, but he hasn't yet worn the talis, il bisho higbio ulevasho, ulevasho, is Ein Tzarech Levarech Shenis. And this is the Eliyahu Rabbah, the name of Knesset Agdola, and we saw this also in the Kaf HaChayim. Meaning, there's a difference between the case where he actually wore a talis and then lost that mitzvah because it fell, in all the different scenarios that we mentioned, and the case where he hasn't yet put on the talis. Remember the Kaf HaChayim mentioned this in the name of the poskim, that if the Shamash gave him one talis, before he got to put it on, he made the bracha, now the Bailim come and take it back, they rip it out of his hands, then he replaces it with another talis, and that's okay. He hasn't lost his bracha. And then he writes the Mishnah Berurah, "Filu nifsalu az tzitzioso, v'ha'ilo tzitzis mizumana v'tikta miyad ein tzarech levarach shenis, kevet sh'adayin lo asa mitzvaso, lo hisiach daita." So the key here in the Lamdas is lo hisiach daita. the bracha is chal on the beged, but if he can replace the tzitzios of the beged, then his das is on the beged with this tzitzis or different tzitzis. And in the case where he has to replace this beged with a different beged, but he never put on the first beged, that's also considered lo isiach das. It sounds like, to me, and I'm going to just bounce this off you, that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here in the name of the Elio Rabba, etc., is that the bracha is chal on the kiyuma mitzvah. We can take this bracha and suspend it in midair, waiting for the kiyuma mitzvah. Once there was a kiyuma mitzvah, the bracha is connected inextricably to the kiyuma mitzvah. And once that kiyuma mitzvah is gone, then he's going to replace it, even with the same beged, because nafal beged, with a new kiyuma mitzvah. But if he starts with a bracha, and he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah, then the bracha is waiting for the kiyuma mitzvah, and you can replace one beged with a different beged. My problem is how to reconcile this with the kafachayim with regard to Hanukkah. And we said clearly that if there was no shemen in the Chanukiah, he's going to have to repeat his bracha. Why is that different? How is that different from the case of the talis, where he dropped the talis, now he's going to replace it with a different talis. And yet he doesn't require a new bracha, because the bracha, as we said, was suspended for the kiyuma mitzvah, wasn't connected to one particular heft. I would like to submit to you the following possible thesis. That there's a fundamental difference between the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Kaf HaChayim. The Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Eliyahu Rabbah, is introducing this lamdus that Birchas HaMitzvah is on the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Kaf HaChayim did not go that far. In the case that the Kaf HaChayim quotes in Talis, where the Shamish gave him a different Talis after he made the Bracha, there you could say that it was Das, his Das was on all the Talisim in the Shul, meaning he understands very well that the Shamish is in charge of providing him with a Talis, and the Shamish doesn't always necessarily know up front where the Bailam of each Talis is. Again, we're not familiar with this kind of Metzius, but back in the day, that's what the Shamish's job was, you know, to, you know, somebody comes in, he asks for a talis, give him a talis, but the bailam of the talis might show up any minute. So from the perspective of the Mavarech, all the talisim, all the talisos in the shul are all one. Sadna the arachad, there's no difference. So his das. This is like the case that we discussed in the pre, where he had das to eat not just this pre, but many other peros. And we suggested that at least according to the Ramah, you know, the Mechaber, not so, but according to the Ramah, it's crystal clear that he doesn't have to make another bracha, even though he loses the first pre, because it was das on other. In the case of the Chanukiah, clearly he didn't have das, that there's no, lo and behold, there's no shemen here, and he was mevarach on this Chanukiah and on this shemen, and lo and behold, there's no shemen. There you can't say the daito al shemen acher or on their acher. The significance of the case of the Shamish according to Kaf HaChayim, perhaps, this is what I'd like to suggest, is that he has Das. So what I'm suggesting is the following. The Kaf HaChayim sees an absolute equation, a total mirror image, a correspondence between Birchas HaNenim and Birchas HaMitzvot. There's no new breakthrough here in Birchas HaMitzvot. And just like in Birchas HaNenim, the question is, did he have Das for another pre or did he have not? The same logic will apply by extension to Birchas HaMitzvos. If he made a bracha on one talis, and it turns out that this talis he can't wear, he didn't have to ask for another talis, then he's going to have to make the bracha again. In the case of the Shamish, it's a very unique case where you have to ask on a different talis. So if I put down on the table right now talis exhibit A and talis exhibit B, and I pick up talis A, realizing that I want to have in mind talis B as well, that's already daito on both. That's, you know, like the cases we had of Yayin in Kiddush and Reish Ayin Aleph, where he loses the first kos of Yayin, but he had on the table other koses of Yayin. So he had many different talisim on the table. That's different. That's the Kaf HaChayim. Kav Chaim would say if he has das on many different talasim, then ain't a chinami. He loses one, he'll replace it with the other. But I think that the Mishnah Berurah, the name of the Elio Rabba, is not making these conditions, and he's coming up with a new lundus that the bracha in the case of Birchas HaMitzvah on the Kiyuma Mitzvah. So it's not on this Chefza. It's not limited to the first talis, and even if he didn't have das on the second talis, but lo yisiach daito in the Mishnah Berurah means lo yisiach daito mikiyuma mitzvah, and therefore he can replace it with a different talis. And that's a much more far-reaching chiddush in this Elio Rabba quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. And at this point, we can fast forward to Siman Chaf Ches and take a look at Hilchas Tefillin, because we're going to have a similar situation in Hilchas Tefillin in Siman Chaf He. Did I say Siman Chaf Ches? No, I think it's Siman Chaf He. My mistake. And if we take a look at the Mechaber in Se'if Yud Beis, in Meiniach Tefillin Kavpam B'yom Tzarech Levarach Lehem B'chol Pa'am, or Nishmatu M'mkoma M'mashu Shalazim M'mkoma Tzarech Levarach. And this is very similar to the case where the Kiyum HaMitzvah was completely removed, like the case of the talis that fell, you have to make a new bracha. Iziza mimkoma nadaita lachzir miyad tzarech levarech v'yesho mimshalo tzarech levarech. Here we have again the same machlokas between the Machab and the Ramah that we had in Hilchas Talis. He took it off deliberately with the intention of replacing them. According to the Machab, I look at the Chefta, I look at the objective situation. The mitzvah is gone the very moment he removes the talis. Here too, he removes his tefillin, even though he had das to replace them. It doesn't matter, the mitzvah is gone. It's the Ramah that always pushes that a person has the ability to remove the mitzvah and then replace it. And he has das from the very beginning, that if he decides to, you know, reiterate the mitzvah or replace the ma'isa mitzvah over and over again, that one bracha will be chal for all cases. Then the Mechaber has another case where Misha meniach tefillin shel yad u berech u betchilas hahiduk nifsak hakesher shel yad v'hutzrach lasos kesher acher omnam lo yisiach daito v'yein tzarach lachzor u levarach. Here's a case where even the Mechaber allows salvaging the bracha. And what is this? What is this case? Now, first, in order to introduce this step by step, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah. The Ramah says that if he had das to take off his tefillin and put it back on, then he doesn't need a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kevan sheizizan al das lachzor, mashen kevan nishmat to miatzmon, the amrinan to take off the nishmat. Is as the lay a mitzvah, lachi shosik lay a rav hamachaber shom. And this, I think, strengthens our interpretation. Okay, now we have the case of Misha Meniach Tefillin Shal Yad Uberech. And of course, the Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out that the same halacha will apply to Tefillin Shel Rosh. Ubitchilas hahiduk nifsak hakeshel sheyad vutzach lasos kesher acher omnom lo yisiach daito. Lo yisiach daito. And ein tzarach lachzor ulevarech. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this should ring a bell of recognition, of familiarity, of association. Keva de lo nasa adayin mitzvah hanocha nimtza de lo chala adayin abroch al shum mitzvah. Wow. He says the following, that since he was never able to do the hiduk, because nifsak akesher, that's in the language of the Mishnah Berurah, lo nasa adayin mitzvah hanocha, right, the broch is on hanochas tefillin, is the bracha was never chal. Once the bracha is chal, then the mechaber has a problem when you remove the mitzvah. The mitzvah is terminated. But here, adayin habracha lo chal al shum mitzvah. Then he goes on to say, V'asiyas ha-kesher ein ha-mafsik. Now he's going to replace the kesher, fix it up. That's minyan ha-mitzvah. That's not foreign to the mitzvah. It's not alien to the mitzvah. It's not an interruption. And now the bracha can be chal on the second anocha. And by the way, Rabbi say, this is something that happens to us all the time. It's ma'isim b'chol yom. You don't succeed in putting the tefillin, especially those who have the minhag of wearing tefillin shel yad like Chabad, where you're really actually making the kesher after the bracha. And it's very possible that it might not be successful. But try and try again until you get it right, and you don't need to repeat the bracha. Then the Mishnah adds, "Umash midivrei Shulchan Aruch din liachar shehidek atfilin al zroi nifsak hakeshet tzorach lachzor v'kfar nigmar ma'isa mitzvah." V'avi kenish mitumim koman. If you've already successfully been, completed the kesher, and then you lose the kesher, that's something different. So that's the mechaber saying that you don't have to repeat the bracha. And once again, it would sound like the lumdus that we said before in the case of talis. That if you haven't yet put on the talis and now you're replacing one talis with another, is the brachas chal on the kiyuma mitzvah, the brachas suspended, waiting to chal on a particular maisa mitzvah, a particular cheftashel mitzvah, that's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah records a shita of many achronim, the Taz, the Gaon, and the Prima Gadim, but they're even more liberal, so to speak, laid back. We said before that if he attaches the shel yad, let's say he was successful in the kesher, and then the kesher goes bad, and he replaces it, he has to make a new bracha. So these poskim say that the bracha of laniach is chal not only on the tefillin shel yad, but also the tefillin shel rosh. In other words, there's a joint kiyum of shel yad shel rosh, even though shel rosh might require its own bracha for its own unique kiyum, but the shel rosh at the same time is integrated into the kiyum of the shel yad, and therefore laniach is still suspended until he puts on the tefillin shel rosh. So since he, although the kesher went loose on him after it was huda ketev, but he's still osek in the mitzvah, he hasn't completed the complete key, he hasn't clinched the complete kiyum mitzvah because lo adayin lo nigmar mitzvah, because he's still anticipating putting on the shel rosh, he hasn't put on the shel rosh, is therefore if huta kesher shel yad before the anochas shel rosh, is you don't have to go back and make the bracha again. The bracha is still suspended because the kiyum has not been totally completed. And this is a discussion that you find in many mitzvahs when there's still leftover of the mitzvahs. You kind of ikar mitzvah, but the kiyum mitzvah can still go one step further, can be completed and expanded. Like, for example, the Mahadran of Ner Chanukah, the bracha can still be recited. It's still anticipating that last piece of expansion and perfection of the mitzvah. Is in Nifsak HaKesher, Ein Tzorach Lachzor L'Vorech. However, in the case of Nifsak HaKesh Shel Rosh, or Nifsak HaKesh Shel Yad after he's already put on the Shel Rosh, and he tightened the Shel Rosh on his head, then Nifsak HaKesh would require a new bracha because the Kiyum HaMitzvah was complete, either because he's already put on the Shel Rosh, or in the case of Nifsak HaKesh Shel Rosh, he already had the Kesh Shel Rosh, that's the complete Kiyum HaMitzvah. But once again, we see here a very consistent approach in the poskim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah that the bracha on a mitzvah, unlike the bracha on a birchas hanenim on a pri, still has a life, an extended life of its own that would allow you, even though you have to replace the mitzvah, to still salvage the birchas hamitzvah. What happens if Nifsak HaKesher, and he doesn't have the ability to replace the Kesher, he's going to have to bring another pair of tefillin? Well, in that case, it depends. According to the Kaf HaChaim, even if Nifsak HaKesher, from the get-go, you would need to make a new bracha, because the Kaf HaChaim would say that that's like the case with a pri, which fell, and has to replace by a different pri. And here, when he gets a new pair of tefillin, you can't say there was daito on the second pair of tefillin. However, within the Mishnah Berurah's frame of reference, if he hasn't yet attached the kesher. And as we said before, the bracha is suspended until it's completed, until it clinches itself with the kima mitzvah. So what if he brings a second pair of tefillin? And therefore I was surprised by the last line and a half of this Mishnah Berurah that we started here in tefillin. And again, we're looking at the Mishnah Berurah Nun. He writes, "V'im ein shav mishi yodeh l'sakein ha-keshem v'tzach l'kachas tefillin acherim is b'chol gavni tzorech lachzo levarech." And from the language of the Mishnah Berurah, b'chol gavni, I get the impression that he's talking about even a case where he never got to the point where he fixed up the kesher. It's a little bit ambiguous. What does he mean, b'chol gavni, here? He quotes in the name of the Arutz Chaim, the Shai Tshuva. Unfortunately, I don't have access to these svarim right now. I'd love to look them up. But the pella of it, that's the clincher, he says, the dami lahad, the siman reish vav sivav, which is obviously the case of birchas haperos, of birchas hanenim. If by equation to birchas haperos, he's talking about a case where, you know, there's complete hesech hadas, and he didn't have in mind any other fruits, and therefore he has to repeat the bracha, fine. You know, that I can understand. But only if there was already a kesher that was done. But if the kesher wasn't done, then the whole thrust of what we've been building here in the Mishnah Berurah is that the bracha would be suspended until he finally is able to mekayim the mitzvah. And we saw already in the case of talis that the Mishnah Berurah, in quoting all these poskim, who say that if he made the bracha on the talis and before he got a chance to be misate, if it fell and he brings another talis or nifsul atzitzes, is he can salvage the bracha. The same thing should apply in the case of tefillin. So I'm not sure what he means by b'chol gavni tzarech lachzor ulevar. So b'li neder, we're going to come back and research that b'chol gavni and try to figure out what is the deeper meaning of the b'chol gavni. So again, one thing is clear, though, as we leave this, that if he's able to be mahadik the kesher on the same pair of tefillin, he doesn't need to be mevarach shenis, because, as we said before, the asiyas hakesher is not a hefsek, and he hasn't yet put on the tefillin. But when he has to replace it with a different pair of tefillin, because he's unsuccessful in fixing this kesher, then it becomes like nofal aprimiyoto. But again, why is it different than the case of talis? That's a mitzvah Hashem. What we want to, I'm keeping you, you know, high in suspension here, you know, in suspense. You know, don't worry, I'm in suspense too. All right, thank you very much.